Hello, everyone. I'm going to give you completely new reasons for why I very rarely date, very rarely have sex. When you're a global icon such as myself, many people want to have romantic affairs with me. By any means unnecessary. A romantic affair, also called an affair of the heart, may refer to a sexual liaison or more emotional relationship between at least two people who may have sex without expecting a more formal romantic relationship. An affair is by its nature romantic in certain circumstances. When you're a global icon, such as myself, many people want to have extramarital affairs with me. Extramarital affairs are relationships outside of marriage where an illicit romantic or sexual relationship or romantic friendship or passionate attachment occurs. And many people who already are committed to somebody else, they believe that they have the ability to pursue serial and clandestine extramarital affairs with me while wanting to safeguard each other's secrets, in their minds, myself and them, and they approve of conflicts of interest inherent in the practice, in quotations. They are also comfortable with requiring the skill in deception and duplicitous negotiation. And they're okay with, well, I want to hide my affairs with Antonio, which will require a degree of skill or malicious gaslighting, and all these behaviors are more usually called lying. And even if their spouse is successfully pleasing them, they still want to have extramarital affairs with me. And if their spouse, in their mind, is failing to please them, I'm going to have an extramarital affair with Antonio no matter what. So when you're a global icon, there's a lot of people who have these mentalities. And those that want to have extramarital affairs with me know that deception can be defined as the covert manipulation of perception to alter thoughts, feelings, or beliefs. Those that want to have extramarital affairs with me know that the presence of deception may indicate the degree to which the deceiver has breached fundamental conditions of fidelity, reciprocal vulnerability, and transparency. Sometimes these are explicit or assumed preconditions of a committed intimate relationship. And those that want to have extramarital affairs with me know that. And then thank you. And I have been thinking about this more because I've been learning the sexual challenges of global icons. That's the title of this episode, actually. Because a lot of people succumb to temptation because they have doubts and skepticism that they are deciding to give an inappropriate response to in the form of mishandling legitimate human needs and legitimate human desires, thus creating unwholesome sensations inside of the person. That's basically how temptation and succumbing to it occurs. And then when you are a global icon, many people, even in committed relationships, whether it's marriage or domestic partnership or cohabitation, they will come on to you and they don't care that they have their wedding ring on them. Or they will approach you and not have their wedding ring on. Either way, they're like, I'm just going to have an affair with you, Antonio. This hasn't happened to me ever since I graduated college. I'm talking about my life moving forward. These are things I have to be sensitive to because there are people who they do the grass is greener on the other side mentality. So if I'm a global icon, which means they compare their life partners to me when it comes to money, when it comes to looks, when it comes to reputation, when it comes to crowds, when it comes to housing, when it comes to vehicles, when it comes to the just social, global social justice work I do, and when it comes to what I overcame and all the victories I've won. And even the comparing of sexual history, romantic history, they'll compare the romantic sexual history of their partner to the sexual history, romantic history of mine. And that is how there are people who go, I'm willing to cheat on my partner. I don't care how they feel. I have to sex my idol. I have to romance my idol too, and their idol would be me. They put that on themselves. I did not. And then there are some people who live in certain parts of the world who be like, you know what, I'm proud that I was prosecuted for my adultery with Antonio. And they'll be proud that I was served alienation of affections lawsuits with Antonio. They don't care at all. Of course, I would never put myself in such predicaments. I'm just telling you, when you're in front of the whole world, people with evil intent, people with hypocrisy reasons will flock to you, meaning me. And truth be told, there are many people that want to commit adultery with me. Adultery is extramarital sex that is considered objectionable on social, religious, moral, or legal grounds. Although the sexual activities that constitute adultery vary, as well as social, religious, and legal consequences, the concept exists in many cultures and shares some similarities in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Adultery is viewed by many jurisdictions as offensive to public morals, undermining the marriage relationship. There are some people who live in parts of the world where say, hey, if adultery with Antonio means we get capital punishment or mutilation or torture or fines or canning, C-A-N-I-N-G, then they're like, so be it. And then some will go, whether I gain custody of the children or lose custody of the children because of my adultery with Antonio, it is what it is. Then some will go, well, if that means I get to inherit alimony or the denial of alimony because of my adultery with Antonio, then so be it. Then some will go, well, whether I win the property settlement or lose property settlement because of my affair with Antonio, then so be it. Then they'll go, hey, if there's a constitution of a ground for divorce because of my daughter with Antonio, then I'm just willing to take that risk. That is how it is for them. In their minds, they'll go, well, that means I'm convicted of treason, or where I live will stone me because of my adultery with Antonio. Then I don't care. That's how they think. And they'll go, well, I'm a no-fault divorce person. Hey, I had to make myself happy. See, these are things that people like me have to think about, because they're people that just don't care. Then there's a lot of people who want to have secretive extramarital sex with me, meaning the other spouse does not know. Extramarital sex occurs when a married person engages in sexual activity with someone other than their spouse. The term may be applied to the situation of a single person having sex with a married person. This is what happens when you're in my shoes. And then it gets worse. There are a lot of people that would love to experience infidelity with me. Infidelity synonyms include cheating, straying, adultery, being unfaithful, two time having affairs, and violation of a couple's emotional and slash or sexual exclusivity that commonly results in feelings of anger, sexual jealousy, and rivalry. Oh, let's get into the sexual jealousy, because that is something that a lot of people want me to endure with them as the global icon that I am. So let's get into this sexual jealousy. Sexual jealousy is a special form of jealousy in sexual relationships based on suspected or intimate sexual infidelity. And for me, sexual jealousy can be in the form of the sexual jealousy often means the comparing of genitalia, the comparing of sexual performance, the comparing of energy, the comparing of stamina, the comparing of physical fitness. Those are the top reasons for sexual jealousy. Even the comparing of who's the most dominant and who can make the other the most submissive. That happens within sexual jealousy too. And then I have to continue to consider, which I do, that many people, when you're a global icon, want to have online affairs with me in the form of written letters, online messages, spontaneous talk, text messages, emails, video chats, webcams, social media dialogue, telegrams, and voicemails. That's the kind of computer mediated communication, laptop media mediated communication they would want to have with me. So I spend a lot of time talking about this because I have to. Many people will hide their background check information. So some people, even if you research them and their marital status, some people are able to hide it, some don't. But as a global icon, I have to consider hiring private detectives. And even researched them myself as well. Because when people come to you, you don't know the secrets that they're hiding. And if you ask them if they are committed to somebody else, most of the people that want to cheat will either downplay the yes or outright lie and say no. Whether they have a wedding ring on or not, most cases not on their finger. So often I would have to get myself and train professionals who specialize in the verification or lack thereof of people when it comes to their wanting to have dealings with me. So that's what makes an aspect of sex and romance challenging, always having to background check people, because we're a global icon. There are people that will approach you for all the wrong reasons and they don't care at all. So I can't be quick to have sex with every person that comes my way. Because of the danger of people falsifying their marital status. And some people would be, and I never speak this in the universe, but here's a level of caution that most global icons don't consider. Some people are willing to kill others for their life insurance policy and their life insurance policy money. So even though I'm well protected from it, I'd never become desensitized to the fact that there are some people who are so psychologically unstable that they will try to make me have an affair with them just so they can murder me in order to obtain substantial income from my life insurance policy. I never speak that into existence. I know that'll never happen, but in order to keep that from happening, I have to let it be known that romantic and challenges and sexual challenges, this is what it's like for us in the public eye. These are the things we have to think about often, not in a morbid way, but in a precaution and caution kind of way. These are all serious business seriously worthy of consideration. So, I don't say any of these things to frighten anybody. And then this is something that happens. Now, there are many people who would want to have emotional affairs with me. And what that means is the term emotional affair describes the type of relationship between people. The term often describes a bond between at least two people that mimics or matches the closeness and emotional intimacy of a romantic relationship. Some cases being physically consummated, other cases not being physically consummated. The type of people I'm talking about, they want to have our emotional affair in their minds being physically consummated. They would want to confide their personal information to me and turn to me during moments of vulnerability or need. They would want us to tell each other intimate aspects of ourselves, our relationships, even subjects that they would not discuss with their partners. And some of them would go, well, I forbid my partner from maintaining or participating in close friendships, which is a common feature of coercive control. So it's like, I can do it, but you can't. That's how some people are when it comes to affairs. I can cheat, but you're not allowed to cheat, in other words. And for example, one of the reasons that many people want to have extramarital affairs with me is because of increased fighting. When a person becomes emotionally involved with someone and do not recognize as a valid feeling, they may begin to channel their anger and disgust to diverse relationships or to interpret different relationships in a dichotomized manner. This person may also rationalize a cause to something or someone, which could lead to increased fighting and strain on the relationships. So I would be the reason for their fights in their unhinged psyches. In other words, let's go through all these reasons, okay? Next, in their minds, we have sexual emotional chemistry. Sexual emotional chemistry can present itself based on the physical attraction one might feel for another person. This may or may not lead to physical intimacy. In other words, it's going to lead to physical intimacy and sexual intimacy in their minds. Notice, I keep saying theirs. This is what they think. This is not what I think. Another reason for why they want to have affairs with me is denial. Denial of the attraction and limerence felt may be exhibited by the cheating partner, but a similar denial and minimization may also be defensively deployed by the excluded partner as well to avoid confrontation. So they're both, in a sense, not coming to grips with, oh, one of us has feelings for Antonio. I don't want to deal with it. You'd be amazed at the sexual erratic struggles we have in the public eye. It gets worse. Many of the people that want to have affairs with me embrace deception and secrecy. Those involved may not tell their partners about the amount of time they spend with each other. An individual involved in this type of affair may, for example, tell their spouse that they are doing other activities when they are really meeting with someone else. Or the unfaithful spouse may exclude any mention of the other person while discussing the day's activities to conceal the rendezvous. Even if no physical intimacy occurs, in this case, oh, it's going to occur between me and Antonio. The deception shows that those involved believe they're doing something that undermines the existing relationship, whether because they feel the action is inherently wrong or because they feel retribution from an unnecessarily jealous partner. I'll add this, or they'll justify it's not wrong because, you know, we are the most compatible and we have the most chemistry. we have the most electricity, we have the most adrenaline rush, so maybe this is the one for me instead of who I'm with right now. See, that happens. And then you have a lot of people who will want to have affairs with me because, in their minds, unexpected emotional intimacy. The partner being unfaithful may spend inappropriate or excessive time with someone of the opposite or same gender, time not shared with the other partner. They may confide more in their new, quote-unquote, friend than in their partner, may share more intimate emotional feelings and secrets with their new partner than with their existing spouse. Any time that an individual invests more emotionally into a relationship with someone besides their partner, the existing partnership may suffer. So, I also, as a public figure, have to deal with the five types of infidelity that many people want to throw at me. So, many people, as a global icon, would want to have opportunistic infidelity with me. Let me explain to you what that is according to Brides.com. Opportunistic infidelity occurs when one is in love and attached to their partner, but succumbs to their sexual desire for someone else. Typically, this type of cheating is driven by situational circumstances or opportunity, risk-taking behavior, and alcohol or drug use. As social psychologist Teresa E. DiDonato says, not every act of infidelity is premeditated and driven by dissatisfaction with the current relationship. Maybe they were drinking or in some other way thrown into an opportunity they didn't anticipate. While this is certainly not an excuse for the behavior, it can help you understand why it happened. After the fact, the more in love a person is with their partner, the more guilt they'll experience as a result of their sexual encounter. However, feelings of guilt tend to fade as the fear of being caught subsides. This is something that us public figures have to consider. Another type of infidelity that many people want to have with me, knowing that I'm a global icon and a public figure, is obligatory infidelity. This type of infidelity is based on the fear that resisting someone's sexual advances will result in rejection. People may have feelings of sexual desire, love, and attachment for a partner, but still end up cheating because they have a strong need for approval. In addition, their need for approval can cause them to act in ways that are at odds with their other feelings. In other words, some people cheat not because they want to cheat, but because they need the approval that comes along with having the attention of others. This is something us global icons and public figures have to consider. There's a lot of people that want to engage in romantic infidelity with me. Knowing that I'm a public figure and a global icon, sometimes but not always, a deficit in existing relationship leads people to have extra dyadic affairs, says Di Donato. This type of infidelity occurs when the cheater has little emotional attachment to their partner. They may be committed to their marriage and making it work, but they long for intimate love and connection with someone else. More than likely, their commitment to the marriage will prevent them from ever leaving their spouse. Romantic infidelity means pain for the other man or woman and the cheating partner. Rarely, or non-binary adult, let's not be phobic towards LGBTQ+ people. How about that? Let's start over with that small part. Romantic infidelity means pain for the other man or other woman or other non-binary adult and the cheating partner. Rarely does it turn into a long-term committed relationship. Marital problems have to be quite severe before a spouse will leave the marriage for another person. This is something that us public figures and global icons have to consider. It keeps getting worse. So there are many people that want to have conflicted romantic infidelity with me, knowing that I'm a global icon and public figure. This type of infidelity occurs when people experience genuine love and sexual desire for more than one person at a time. Despite our idealistic notions of having only one true love, it is possible to experience intense romantic love for multiple people at the same time. And let's really be honest even further. Despite our idealistic notions of having only one true sexual interest, it is possible to experience intense sexual interest for multiple people at the same time also. While such situations are emotionally possible, they're very complicated and tend to create a lot of anxiety and stress. In this case, cheating partners in their attempt not to cause anyone harm often end up hurting everyone. This is something that public figures and global icons have to consider. There are many people that want to have commemorative infidelity with me, knowing that I'm a global icon, a public figure. This type of infidelity occurs when a person is in a committed relationship but has no feelings for their partner. There is no sexual desire or love or attachment, only a sense of obligation keeping the couple together. Lacking love and lacking commitment to a current romantic partner are both tied to general feelings of relationship dissatisfaction, says Donato. These people justify cheating by telling themselves they have the right to look for what they are not getting in their present relationship. Unfulfilled sexual desires can easily come into play here. Unfulfilled romantic desires can easily come into play here too. Maybe in their established relationship, individuals aren't engaging the frequency of sex, style of sex, or specific sexual behaviors that they want. Donato adds, I'll add, maybe in their established relationship, individuals are engaging in the frequency of romance, style of romance, and specific romantic behaviors that they want. This can contribute to their reasons to cheat. So, I have recognized other aspects of the causations of cheating, and none of them are excusable. Both spiritual and physical adultery begin with disappointment and dissatisfaction, either real or imagined, with an already existing relationship. Both spiritual and physical adultery begin with diverting affection from one object of devotion to another. Both spiritual and physical adultery involve a process of deterioration. It is not usually an impulsive decision, even though sometimes it can be. It is usually not always a compulsive decision, even though sometimes it can be. Both spiritual and physical adultery involve the creation of a fantasy about what a new object of love can do for you. And this, here are the dangers of spiritual physical adultery. When I say spiritual, I'm talking about cheating starts in the heart, right? So the feeling that your spouse disappoints can lead you away from them. Feelings of disappointment, dissatisfaction are normal, and when dealt with correctly, will gradually vanish. The diverting of our affection within committed relationships is the first step in the blinding process that leads into treachery. The process is dangerous because you don't always realize it is happening until it is too late. Such fantasy creates unrealistic expectations of what a new relationship can do and only leads to disappointment in all existing and future relationships. And when we break our romantic, serious relationship, committed marital vows, and in this case, cheating can happen unmaritally too, in full awareness of what we're doing, our hearts become hardened to backstabbing our life partner, and our relationship with our life partners are broken. So it is an understanding that both spiritual and physical adultery are against the oaths and promises of each other and the shared relationship. And when I say spiritual, I mean that non-religious. I'm talking about your heart, your mind, what's happening in your head, and what you're feeling inside. So spiritual unfaithfulness and physical unfaithfulness, this is what can happen. And there are people who want to commit spiritual adultery, physical adultery with me for all these other reasons. So these are other reasons, sexually and romantically speaking, why as public figures, global icons, have to be of the avoidance of sexual incaution and romantic incaution too. I will say this. Many people, when you're a public figure, have 8 key motivations for relationship infidelity. They may want to cheat with me out of anger. They may want to cheat with me out of lack of love. They may want to cheat with me out of low commitment. They may want to cheat with me out of a need for variety. They may want to cheat with me out of neglect. They may want to cheat with me out of sexual desire. They may want to cheat with me out of situation. They may want to cheat with me out of esteem. So let's describe the anger motivation. My primary partner had been unfaithful to me before my affair. My primary partner and I got into an argument which led me to seek revenge. I wanted to feel better about myself, wanted to assert my independence and autonomy. I was not sure if I really loved my primary partner. I was not sure if my primary partner was the right person for me. I was not very committed to my primary partner. Even though we were seeing each other, we were not technically in a relationship publicly. I wanted a greater variety of sexual partners. I felt neglected by my primary partner. My primary partner was emotionally distant. My primary partner had lost interest in sex. My primary partner refused to perform certain acts during sex that I normally enjoy. I was drunk / intoxicated. I was not thinking clearly. I was overwhelmed at the time due to external stressors, example, school, work, family issues, and was not thinking clearly. So as a public figure, those are, and as a global icon, those are some of the reasons why many people would approach me. There's more. Many people would try to cheat with me because of lack of emotional connection, lack of sexual connection, bad boundaries with people outside the relationship, fighting unfairly, making assumptions about your relationship status, unresolved childhood issues, sexually compulsive behavior and addiction. They may try to cheat with me. It could be situational factors and opportunity. Commitment issues, unmet needs and unmet wants. And falling out of love and falling out of lust. Including communication issues, disconnection, fear of commitment, boredom, feeling unappreciated. Sexual dissatisfaction. So those are basically the biggest reasons why many people want to cheat with me as a public figure and a global icon. And I have to say this. Another set of reasons why I very rarely date and very rarely have sex is because most people lack empathy for bodies, hearts, minds, souls, memories, personalities, temperaments, touch, taste, hearing, sight, and smell. I say that because as a global icon and as a public figure, many people will try to turn foreplay into foreplay scandals regarding me. Many people would try to turn non-penetrative sex into non-penetrative sex scandals regarding me. Many people would try to turn sexual penetration to sexual penetration scandals with me. Many people would try to turn erotic massages into erotic massage scandals with me. Many people would try to turn intercrural sex, also known as intrafamoral sex, into intercrural sex, also known as intrafamoral sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn intergluteal sex into intergluteal sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn mammary intercourse into mammary intercourse scandals with me. Many people would try to turn stimulation of nipples into stimulation of nipple scandals with me. Many people would try to turn tribadism into tribadism scandals with me. Many people would try to turn fraud into fraud scandals with me, F-R-O-T. Many people would try to turn manual sex into manual sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn hand jobs into hand job scandals with me. Many people would try to turn fingering into fingering scandals with me. Many people would try to turn anal fingering into anal fingering scandals with me. Many people would try to turn oral sex into oral sex scandals with me. Many people try to turn cunnilingus into cunnilingus scandals with me. Many people would try to turn fellatio into fellatio scandals with me. Many people would try to turn analingus into analingus scandals with me. Many people would try to turn vaginal sex into vaginal sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn anal sex into anal sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn autoeroticism into eroticism scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexual fantasy into sexual fantasy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn masturbation into masturbation scandals with me. Many people would try to turn manual masturbation into manual masturbation scandals with me. Many people would try to turn jerking off slash wanking into jerking off slash wanking scandals with me. Many people would try to turn oral masturbation into oral masturbation scandals with me. Many people would try to turn autofellatio into autofellatio scandals with me. Many people would try to turn autocunnilingus into autocunnilingus scandals with me. Many people would try to turn anal masturbation into anal masturbation scandals with me. Many people would try to turn autosodomy into autosodomy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn facials into facial scandals with me. Many people would try to turn fisting into fisting scandals with me. Many people try to turn foot jobs into foot job scandals with me. Many people try to turn group sex into group sex scandals with me. Many people try to turn irrimatio into irrimatio scandals with me. Many people try to turn sumata into sumata scandals with me. Many people try to turn vanilla sex into vanilla sex scandals with me. Many people try to turn sex toys into sex toys scandals with me. Many people try to turn dildos into dildo scandals with me. Many people try to turn vibrators into vibrator scandals with me. Many people try to turn anal beads into anal beads scandals with me. Many people try to turn penis rings into penis ring scandals with me. Many people try to turn artificial vaginas into artificial vagina scandals with me. Many people try to turn sex dolls into sex doll scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexual role play into sexual role play scandals with me. Many people try to turn bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, BDSM, into bondage and discipline, dominance and submission scandals with me. Many people would try to turn erotic humiliation into erotic humiliation scandals with me. Many people try to turn sadism and masochism into sadism and masochism scandals with me. Many people would try to turn penis and testicle torture into penis and testicle torture scandals with me. Many people would try to turn breast torture into breast torture scandals with me. Many people try to turn vaginal torture into vaginal torture scandals with me. Many people would try to turn erotic spankings into erotic spanking scandals with me. Many people would try to turn bondage positions into bondage position scandals with me. Many people would try to turn BDSM equipment into BDSM equipment scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexual fetishism into sexual fetishism scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexual slang into sexual slang scandals with me. Many people try to turn sex position scandals. Let me reword that. Many people try to turn sex positions into sex position scandals with me. Many people would try to turn copulatory vocalizations into copulatory vocalization scandals with me. Many people would try to turn erotic talk into erotic talk scandals with me. Many people would try to turn nudity, half nudity, and fully clothed into nudity scandals with me. Fully clothed scandals with me and half nudity scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexual stimulation, sexual arousal, erections, and ejaculation into sexual stimulation scandals with me, sexual arousal scandals with me, erection scandals with me, and ejaculation scandals with me. Many people would try to turn lubrication to lubrication scandals with me. Many people would try to turn libidos and erogenous zones into libido scandals with me and erogenous zone scandals with me. Many people would try to turn me into a scandal, even though I'm inherently not a scandal. And I have to say this. Many people would try to turn circle jerks into circle jerk scandals with me. Many people try to turn daisy chains into daisy chain scandals with me. Many people try to turn gangbangs into gangbang scandals with me. Many people try to turn reverse gangbang into reverse gangbang scandals with me. Many people would try to turn threesome or three-way into threesome or three-way scandals with me. Many people would try to turn menage a trois into menage a trois scandals with me. Many people would try to turn foursome or four-ways into foursome or four-way scandals with me. Many people would try to turn menage a quatres to menage a quatre scandals with me. Many people would try to turn double penetration to double penetration scandals with me. Many people would try to turn spentrian into spentrian scandals with me. Many people would try to turn monogamous group sex or same room sex as on a soft swapping into monogamous group sex or same room sex as on a soft swapping scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex parties into sex party scandals with me. Many people would try to turn swinger parties slash gatherings into swinger party slash gathering scandals with me. Many people would try to turn orgies into orgy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn bunga bunga orgies into bunga bunga orgy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn brothels into brothel scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex clubs, swinger clubs, and lifestyle clubs into sex club scandals with me, swinger club scandals with me, lifestyle club scandals with me. Many people would try to turn webcam modeling and pornographic modeling into webcam modeling scandals with me and pornographic modeling scandals with me. Many people would try to turn adult content subscription services into adult content subscription services scandals with me. Many people would try to turn strippers into stripper scandals with me. Many people would try to turn naked butlers into naked butler scandals with me. Many people would try to turn pole dancing into pole dancing scandals with me. Many people would try to turn phone sex operators into phone sex operator scandals with me. Many people would try to turn erotic dancing into erotic dancing scandals with me. Many people try to turn exotic dancing into exotic dancing scandals with me. Many people try to turn pornographic film acting into pornographic film acting scandals with me. Many people try to turn porn sets, S-E-T-S, and porn studios into porn set scandals with me and porn studios scandals with me. Many people would try to turn peep show performers into peep show performer scandals with me. Many people would try to turn escort service into escort services scandals with me. Many people try to turn the boyfriend experience and the girlfriend experience into the boyfriend experience scandals with me and the girlfriend experience scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sugaring and sugar babies into sugaring scandals with me and sugar baby scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexual surrogates into sexual surrogate scandals with me. Many people would try to turn street prostitution into street prostitution scandals with me. Many people would try to turn indoor prostitution into indoor prostitution scandals with me. Many people would try to turn brothel work, massage parlor prostitution, bar casino prostitution into brothel work scandals with me, massage parlor related prostitution scandals with me, and bar and casino prostitution scandals with me. Many people would try to turn dominatrix into dominatrix scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex work and sex workers into sex work scandals with me and sex workers scandals with me. Many people would try to turn can-can into can-can scandals with me. Many people would try to turn cage dance into cage dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn go-go dance into go-go dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn hoochie coochie into hoochie coochie scandals with me. Many people would try to turn mushra into mushra scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexercise into sexercise scandals with me. Many people would try to turn bubble dance into bubble dance scandals with me. Many people try to turn striptease into striptease scandals with me. Many people try to turn fan dance into fan dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn gown and glove striptease into gown and glove striptease scandals with me. Many people would try to turn lap dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn couch dance into couch dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn contact dance into contact dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn limo lap dance into limo lap dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn Dance of the Seven Veils into Dance of the Seven Veils scandals with me. Many people would try to turn table dance into table dance scandals with me. Many people would try to turn twerking into twerking scandals with me. Many people would try to turn neo burlesque into neo burlesque scandals with me. Many people would try to turn bumping and grinding and freaking into bumping and grinding and freaking scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex museums into sex museum scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex conferences and conventions into sex conferences and convention scandals with me. Many people would try to turn live sex shows into live sex show scandals with me. Many people would try to turn erotic cinema into erotic cinema scandals with me. Many people would try to turn burlesque shows into burlesque show scandals with me. Many people would try to turn strip clubs into strip club scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex spas into sex spa scandals with me. Many people would try to turn love motels into love motel scandals with me. Many people try to turn sex hotels into sex hotel scandals with me. Many people try to turn nudist only resorts into nudist only resort scandals with me. Many people try to turn sex resorts into sex resort scandals with me. Many people would try to turn porn conferences and conventions into porn conferences and convention scandals with me. Many people would try to turn ethical adults-only sex tourism into ethical adults-only sex tourism scandals with me. Many people would try to turn LGBTQI plus adults-only resorts into LGBTQI plus adults-only resort scandals with me. Many people would try to turn cisgender heterosexual adults resorts into cisgender heterosexual adults resorts scandals with me. And then I've come to recognize that these are some of the sexual challenges, romantic challenges that us public figures and global icons often face. But there's more. Many people would try to turn adult video games into adult video game scandals with me. Many people would try to turn erotica into erotica scandals with me. Many people would try to turn pornography into pornography scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex shops into sex shop scandals with me. Many people would try to turn host and hostess clubs into host and hostess clubs scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex-oriented adult magazines into sex-oriented adult magazine scandals with me. Many people try to turn sex movies, fetish, and BDSM paraphernalia into sex movie scandals with me, fetish scandals with me, BDSM paraphernalia scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex channels for television and prepaid sex movies for video on demand into sex channels for television scandals with me and prepaid sex movies for video on demand scandals with me. Many people would try to turn adult movie theaters into adult movie theater scandals with me. Many people would try to turn peep shows into peep show scandals with me. Many people would try to turn adult service providers ASPs into adult service providers ASP scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex-related pastimes into sex-related pastime scandals with me. Many people would try to turn the sex industry, sex-oriented businesses, sex-related products, services, or adult entertainment into adult entertainment scandals with me, sex-related products and services scandals with me, the sex industry scandals with me. There's more. Many people would try to turn gay bathhouses into gay bathhouse scandals with me. Many people try to turn bisexual bathhouses into bisexual bathhouses scandals with me. Many people would try to turn gay beats into gay beat scandals with me. Many people would try to turn cottaging into cottaging scandals with me. Many people would try to turn dogging into dogging scandals with me. Many people would try to turn cruising for sex into cruising for sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn anonymous sex into anonymous sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn one-night stands into one-night stand scandals with me. Many people would try to turn social sex into social sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn casual sex into casual sex scandals with me. Many people would try to turn casual relationships into casual relationship scandals with me. Many people would try to turn casual dating into casual dating scandals with me. Many people would try to turn booty calls into booty call scandals with me. Many people would try to turn friends with benefits FWBs into friends with benefits FWB scandals with me. Many people would try to turn massage parlors into massage parlor scandals with me. Many people would try to turn restaurants into restaurant scandals with me. Many people would try to turn Top Freedom into Top Freedom scandals with me. Many people would try to turn single encounters into single encounter scandals with me. Many people would try to turn hookups into hookup scandals with me. Many people would try to turn hookup culture into hookup culture scandals with me. Many people would try to turn swinging into swinging scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sexual liberation and sexual revolution into sexual Many people try to turn sexual revolution and sexual liberation into sexual revolution and sexual liberation scandals with me. Many people would try to turn non-monogamy into non-monogamy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn polyamory into polyamory scandals with me. Many people would try to turn polygamy into polygamy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn polyandry into polyandry scandals with me. Many people would try to turn polygyny into polygyny scandals with me. Many people would try to turn polygynandry into polygynandry scandals with me. Many people would try to turn monogamy to monogamy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn domestic partnerships into domestic partnership scandals with me. Many people would try to turn cohabitation into cohabitation scandals with me. Many people would try to turn civil unions into civil union scandals with me. Many people would try to turn romantic friendships into romantic friendship scandals with me. Many people would try to turn serial promiscuity into serial promiscuity scandals with me. Many people would try to turn serial monogamy into serial monogamy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn monogamish into monogamish scandals with me. I'm almost finished. Many people would try to turn triads into triad scandals with me. Many people would try to turn quads into quad scandals with me. Many people would try to turn V's, V-E-E, into V scandals with me. Many people would try to turn solo polyamory into solo polyamory scandals with me. Many people would try to turn polycule into polycule scandals with me. Many people would try to turn hierarchical poly into hierarchical poly scandals with me. Many people would try to turn anchor partners into anchor partner scandals with me. Many people would try to turn kitchen table poly into kitchen table poly scandals with me. Many people would try to turn parallel poly into parallel poly scandals with me. Many people would try to turn poly fidelity into poly fidelity scandals with me. Many people would try to turn relationship anarchy into relationship anarchy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn sex buddies into sex buddy scandals with me. Many people try to turn anything sexual, anything romantic, into anything sexual scandals with me, anything romantic scandals with me. Many people would try to turn queer platonic co-parenting and chosen family into queer platonic co-parenting and chosen family scandals with me. Many people would try to turn ethical non-monogamy and consensual non-monogamy to ethical non-monogamy scandals with me and consensual non-monogamy scandals with me. Many people would try to turn fornication into fornication scandals with me. Many people would try to turn unmarried kissing into unmarried kissing scandals with me. Many people would try to turn cuckolding into cuckolding scandals with me. Many people would try to turn cuck queenry into cuck queenry scandals with me. In order to keep this episode from going too long, I must end it to give you one more episode of all the rest of the reasons why I very rarely date and very rarely have sex. So these are a lot of the sexual struggles and romantic struggles of us global icons and us public figures.